The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Hei, and we will begin from the Mishnah on daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, continuing along the sugyas of Oinah, albeit we're up to now the lighter part of Perek HaZov. It's up to Mishnah. HaOinah Arba Kesef. The Shir Oinah is 4 Kesef to the seller. The methodology behind it is there are 24 ma'os to the seller, which means that 4 ma'os would be 24 divided by 4, which is 6. That's 1/6. That is the shir of a shtos. In other words, all the Mishnah is really saying is that the shir oinah, the magic number, is a 6. The Gemara is going to ask, we know that already. We've been paying attention throughout Perek HaZov. We know the very basic halacha that the shir oinah is a shtos. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat it over here? V'hatayna shtei kesef. As it relates to the halacha of moida b'miktsas, the only time you have a shvur deiraisa moida b'miktsas is if the toiveya told the nitva that you owe me 2 kesef. If the shir was shtei kesef, then there would be a halacha of moida b'miktsas. You need more than that. V'hoida shava pruta. You need that the nitva, when he's moida b'miktsas, his hoida should be at the very least a shir pruta. The kfira has to be a shir pruta as well. Chamish pruta, saying we mentioned the halacha of pruta. So the Mishnah, thankfully, is going to digress a little bit, and it's going to talk a little bit about the halachas of a pruta. There are 5 halachas in Shulchan Aruch where the criteria is pruta. Ha-hoida shava pruta. That's the one we just mentioned. Moida b'miktsas. Only swears a shvur de raisa if the moida was moida for a shear that's equal to a pruta. The ha'isha miskadeshes b'shav a pruta. A woman is miskadeshes b'kesef. Isha niknes b'kesef shtar rubia. How much kesef? It's machloikis b'shamik b'silim. The first Mishnah in Masechtas Kedushin. According to Beis Hillel, it's a pruta. According to Beis Shammai, it's a dinar. We, of course, paskin like Beis Hillel. Thus, isha miskadeshes b'shav a pruta. V'hanena b'shav a pruta min a hektish ma. If someone has hana from hektish, Kishir Pruta, he's a mile, and all the halachas of Mi'ila would apply. In other words, if someone's mile behektish, a shir that's pachas mi pruta, he would not be chay mishum mi'ila. V'hamoitzei shavar pruta chayv lahachas. If somebody finds an aveda that's at the very least a shavar pruta, he has an obligation to be machrizit. In other words, if you find an aveda that's worth less than a pruta, you're not chayv lahachas. And finally, v'hagoizel es chaveri shavar pruta, if somebody steals from his friend a shavar pruta, v'nishba loy. And when the nigzal told the gazan, you stole from me, he denied it. And then he swore that he didn't really steal. The halach is, if he's moida afterwards, you have the parsha of Hashem Gezelois, and the parsha of Hashem Gezelois says that yolichenu achrav afilu l'madai, that you have an obligation to track down this nigzal, even if you have to go to Madai, it doesn't matter, get on a plane, do what you have to do, make sure you're going to pay him back. So this Mishnah is a Mishnah that discusses the halacha pruta. That will be the first part of today's daf, different areas in halacha where the shir moment is a pruta, different areas in halacha where there's no shir pruta. Says the Gemara, the first halacha of the Mishnah was, that the shir oinah, we said it's 4 ma'is kesef to the seller, which is 1/6. We know that from the beginning of the parak, says the Gemara, you're right, I didn't really need that line of the Mishnah. The real chiddush of this Mishnah is that the shir of the taina by a moida b'miktsas has to be shtei kesef, and the hoida has to be pruta. But the Gemara says, "Hanami tonina." I know that as well. Shvuas hadayonim. It's a Mishnah Masechta Shvuas. Hataina shtei kesef vaida shava pruta. So the halacha of oina I know, and the halacha of moida b'miktsas I know, albeit in a different Masechta. So says the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to mention both of those 2 halachas? These are halachas that are mentioned in other Mishnayos and Shas. Says the Gemara, sefer it's trichalei. We need the sefer. The ketani chamish pruta is saying it's just building up to the sefer. The sefer is we're going to digress and we're going to talk about 5 areas in halacha where there's a din of pruta. So as a hakdama, as a preface to that general statement of chamish pruta, is saying we mention oina is a shtos, moida b'miktsas is pruta. Somehow, as a segue to the Mishnah of Chamish Prutos. The teretz of the Gemara, in other words, is that there really is no chiddush in those 2 lines. The Tana of the Mishnah just felt that this was an appropriate introduction to where it's going, which is to tell me the halacha of Chamish Prutos. This next Gemara is going to go into the Chamish Prutos, and we're going to go through different areas in halacha where there's a din pruta, or perhaps maybe there's no din pruta. But just before we start the Gemara, just to go down memory lane a little bit, some things that we've spoken at many times in the daf, raid-wise. The Mishnah mentioned Ha'isha miskadeshes b'shava pruta. That's, of course, based on the first Mishnah Masechet Kedushin. Ha'isha niknis b'kesef, stating that. We've spoken out the shach who brings the mardchai, who based this chiddush lahalacha on a gemara in the beginning of Perek Hazov, our Perek, and that is that even though an isha is miskadeshes b'kesef, but there's an isid rabbanon to be mekadesh an isha with a matbeya. Kesef maybe, yeah, but a matbeya is going to be in Isid Rabbon. And again, it was based on the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Hazov. The Ramah says that Likatchila, based on a Tikune Zoyar, to Mekadesh and Isha with a ring. So the Mekar to a marriage band is really Alpi Kabbalah. It's brought down in the Ramah in Evan Ezra Simin Chav Zayin that Likatchila you should be Mekadesh with a Tabas. But even though we know Isha Miskadesh is Bekes, it's the first Mishnah in Masechtas Kedushin, but it's not so simple because there is an Isid Rabbon, and that's the Mardchai to be Mekadesh with a Matbeya. As it relates to Hamitzi Shavar Pruta Chayv Lahachris, if somebody finds an Aveda that's worth a Pruta Chayv Lahachris, clearly implied from the Mishnah, is if you found an Aveda, even if it has a simen, if it's worth less than a pruta, there is no chiv lahachris. Rashi sends us right away to a Gemara in Perek Elu Metzias, where the Gemara has a machlokes amayram, what the makar to this halacha is. But that's a halacha. There's nothing to talk about. Halacha psuka, if somebody finds an Aveda that's worth less than a pruta, you're not obligated to be machris. The shaila in the achrayim is, the machnafrayim, in other words, that discuss, is this halacha, that if you find an aveda less than a pruta, you're not obligated to be machris. Is it just a ptur in the mitzvah sashava? Meaning, I don't have to be machris, but I can't keep it, it's not mine. Or could be, state in this halacha, that if I find an aveda that's worth less than a pruta, harei elu shalai. Ordinarily, if you find an aveda that has a simen, you're not allowed to keep it. Here there's a chiddush that if you find an aveda, even though it has a simen, being that it's pachas mishava pruta, it could be over here, the halacha would be harei elu shalai. And we spoke that in Perek Elu Metzias, Machna Ephraim, where the Machna Ephraim says clearly that he believes it's only a ptur hashava, but really the halacha would not be harei elu shalai. We spoke at Akasha, that the achrayim ask, why is that different than aveda sakam? If somebody finds an aveda of a guy, the halacha is, it's learned out from a pasuk, asher toivan mimenu, we learn out from there that there's no chiyav hashava. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that not only is there no chiyav hashava, but that you're allowed to keep it. So makshem achrayim on the machne ephraim, how did the machne ephraim know to say that the miut of Avedos Akum is not just the Ptur and Hashava, but the miut says that it actually belongs to the person that found it. Whereas the miut of the Chi of Hashava regarding an Aveda that's Pachas Mishava Pruta is only a miut in the Chi of Hashava, but really, you're not allowed to keep it. We spoke out of Teretz, B'shem, Reb Chaim Volozhin, and that is it could be, the chilek is, that by an Aveda, there's two dargas. When I find an Aveda, there's a Rechiv Hashava. Additionally, I'm not allowed to keep it because there's an Isra Loi Sigzal. So by an Aveda Yisrael, we're in addition to the Mitzvah Sashava. There's also a Loi Sigzal that says I'm not allowed to take something that doesn't belong to me. So there could be, you could be Mechalik. You could say the Miut by Pachas Meshava Pruta is a Miut in the Rechiv Hashava, but at the end of the day, there's a Loi Sigzal. But when it comes to a Goy, Avedas Akim, there's no Loi Sigzal. And even though the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma that there's an Isur Gzela, but it's not Loi Sigzal. And Reb Chaim Volozhin said that the Isur Gzela by a guy is to take it derech halomos, to walk into his house and to take it. But when I find an Aveda, being that I didn't take it, but derech halomos, I didn't take it forcefully, it's for that reason there's no Loi Sigzal. So all there really is the Chiyav Hashava. So the moment you tell me that by Avedas Akim there's no Chiyav Hashava, you have nothing to worry about. By an Avedas Yisrael, even Pachas Mishava Pruta, where the Torah was Memait, the Chiyav Hashava, so that just says there's no Chiyav Hashavas Aveda, but there's still a Loi Sigzal, thus I can't keep it. By Avedos Akum, where there is no Loi Sigzal, and even Gezel Akum is just when I take it forcefully. Over here I didn't take it forcefully, there's no Loi Sigzal. All there is a Chiyav Hashavah. If you're telling me there's no Chiyav Hashavah, there's nothing to worry about. And as it relates to the last halach, Hasham Gezelois, HaGoyzel Eschaveri Shavah Pruta V'Nishbalo Yelichenu Achrav Afilu L'Madai. We spoke at once the Vilna Goyim. Why Afilu L'Madai? Why not Afilu L'Paras? Why not Afilu L'Bavel? Why Afilu L'Madai? He said, because there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that talks about in Madai that people were very, very wealthy. So Solka Daita Chamina, that in Madai, maybe at the very least, a person's Meichel the Shavar Pruta, you don't have to chase him to flat. Even Madai, the halach is Yelichenu Achara. But really, the big ha'ara on that part of the Mishnah is the Mechaz Chinuch's Kasha. And that is, it's clearly implied from the Mishnah that a regular Goslin does not have to track down the Nigzal. It's only a Sham Gezelois of Pruta Yelichenu Achara Vafilo Lamada. But ordinarily, if I steal something, and the Nigzal's on the other side of the country, he wants it, Let him come to me. It's even a machlokes rishonim if I have to be moidiyah him where, that I have it and where I have it. But I certainly don't have to go bring it to him. The Mechas Chinuch says he doesn't understand why. Hashavas akzeilas and mitzvos aseh. The rule always is hamavazviz al yavazviz yosim michaimish. But up to 20%. So if you have to spend up to 20% of your net worth to get on a plane to travel to the other side of the world to be mekayim the mitzvah hashavas akzeilo, the churi you should have to. The lashon of Mechas Chinuch is manishtana mitzvah zu mikol mitzvah shabatayr. Why in the world should hashavas akzeilo be different? That there's no din of yelichenu achrav afilu lamadai. Either way, just a few short ha'aris regarding this smorgasbord of halachas that are mentioned in this Mishnah. Either way, so we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah said five prutois. What are the five prutois? The amount that you have to be moida to be chayav shvuah, they raise a moida b'miktzas. Isha, niknis, bekesef, how much? A pruta. If someone is moil in hektish, a pruta, he's a moil. If somebody finds an aveda that's at least a pruta that has a simen chayav lahachris, and finally, asham gezelois, yoylichenu achra, afilu lamadai, that's if there's a pruta. Freit the Gemara of the Steinami, oyna, a pruta. Why didn't the Mishnah mention oyna? That's the topic of the last week. Oyna. L'chura should also be tali in pruta, meaning if someone is dishonest in business, he is over the isser of al-toinu, but the shir oina is less than a pruta, you'd think there's no chiv, meaning the shir oina is a pruta. So why did the Mishnah mention that? I don't know if they say meris, this Mishnah is a raya ain't oina l'pruta. It's that in fact there is no shir oina if all it is a pruta, meaning the shir oina actually has to be greater than a pruta. A pruta is a very small amount. The shir oina would be large. But Levi Amar, Levi argued, Levi said, yesh oina l'pruta. No, there is a chiv pruta by oina. So according to Levi, why is oina mentioned in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Levi actually had a different girsa. The chen tani Levi b'masnise. Levi taught a braisa and his braisa, so he also had five prutas, and he didn't have the same five that we have. Chamish prutas saying, what were his five? Ha'ina pruta, va'ida pruta, v'kidusha isha bepruta, v'gezel bepruta, v'yeshivas hadayana bepruta. So Levi had oina pruta, that's lishitasai, because he holds the shir oina really is a pruta, doesn't have to be more than that. That itself is enough. He also included yeshivas hadayonim. Bezdin would only sit down, they would convene to sit over a din Torah if what's being discussed is at the very least a pruta. So Levi inserted yeshivas hadayonim and oina. What did he not have that we have in the Mishnah? He doesn't have me'ila. And he doesn't have aveda. The Gemara is going to discuss what's the reason for that. It says the Gemara, but Tana did not my time like Tana Yeshivas Hadayanim. We know why our Tana didn't mention Aino, because our Tana holds that the minimum Shir Aino has to be more than a pruta. But why didn't it say Yeshivas Hadayanim? Says the Gemara, Tana le Gezel. It said Gezel. Once it says Gezel, Yelichenu Achrav Afilu Lamadai is only bepruta. That means only a pruta is considered chashuv when it comes to Inyon Igzela, which means then I should know by myself that Bezin's not going to sit down, they're not going to convene to preside over a Din Torah that involves less than a pruta. But the Gemara says, Umiloi Tani Gezel V'Tani Aveda. It says Aveda. So to the extent that it says Aveda and it says Gezel, I would know Aveda L'chura from Gezel, and still it says Aveda. So even though I can technically know Yeshivas Hadayonim from Gezel, let it say it. Says the Gemara, no, Hanetz, Trichalei, there's a special Chiddush in Aveda, and that's why the Mishnah mentioned it. Meaning, I need Gezel and I need Aveda, but I don't need Yeshivas Hadayonim. Gezel, I need to teach me HaGoyz M'chaveir Shavir Prutav Nishbol Yelichenu Achav Afilu L'madai. Meaning, the idea that Yelichenu Achav Afilu L'madai, just for a Pruta, that's something I need the Mishnah to say. There's nothing to talk about. I need the Mishnah for that. Aveda, it mentioned Aveda to tell me another Chiddush, not just the Ikar Halacha, that there's only a Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda on a Pruta, but to teach me Hamoitzi Aveda Shava Pruta. If somebody finds an Aveda that's Shava Pruta, Chayiv Lehachris, the Afal Gaf Dizal. That's the punchline. Even if it went down in value from the time that I found it until the time I returned it, the Gemara discusses this at length in Perek Eilu Metzias. So the halacha is that even then there'd be a Chiyuv Lehachris. That's a Chiddush that's implied from the Mishnah. From the fact that the Mishnah mentioned Aveda, I could have known it from Gezel. You know why? The Mishnah told it to me to teach me B'derech Agav, to imply that there must be some Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. If it was worth a pruta, even if it went down, the halach is that it would be chayiv to return. It says, the Gemara v'levi my time with Tani Aveda. So we understand now why the Tan of our Mishnah didn't mention the two prutas that Levi had. Levi had Oina, and Levi had Yeshivas Adayonim. Why didn't the Tan of the Mishnah mention Oina? Because it's not true. Oina has to be more than a pruta. Why didn't the Tan of our Mishnah mention Yeshivas Adayonim? Because once I know Gezel, I know Aveda. So I understand the sheer chashiv of Mammon is pruta. Bez is not going to sit down. They're not going to preside over anything less than a pruta. Levi didn't have Aveda, and Levi didn't have Me'iva. So now let's understand Levi. So Levi, my time Eloitoni Aveda, Bepruta, Tano Le Gezel. Once I have Gezel, I know Aveda. Umiloi, Ktani Gezel, Ktani Yeshiva Sadayanim. It said Gezel, and yet he said Yeshiva Sadayanim. Just like I can know Aveda from Gezel, I can know Yeshiva Sadayanim from Gezel. So why the Mishnah mention Yeshiva Sadayanim? Says the Gemara, no, Yeshiva Sadayanim, it's Trichale. Lafukim de Rav Ketina. That really is a Chiddush. Rav Ketina said Bezdin is Skokin. I feel a Pachas Meshavar Bruto. Rav Ketina said that Bezdin will get involved even for Pachas Meshavar Bruto. So there is such a idea, there's a daya out there, and that's why Levi felt in his brisa that he had to go lafuke Rav Ketina. You wouldn't know it from Gezel because you may make the mistake that the halacha really is like Rav Ketina. The Levi my time like Tony Heck. My time of Liktani Hektish. Why didn't he mention that the Shir Mi'ila is also Tali and Pruta? Says the Gemara, Hektish Bechulin. The Maitani Hektish, Bechulin Kamairi, Bechachal like Kamairi. The time of the Mishnah is, or Levi's Bryce is discussing in Yoni Chulin. He wasn't getting involved in Yoni Hektish. El Tana did on the Kamairi Bechachim. So now the Gemara asks Akash on our Tana. Our Tana that is discussing Kachim because he mentioned Mi'ila Nisni Maise Bepruta. That was the topic of the last few days. We learned this idea that even though you can be paid the Maise Shane, but the Maisa Sheni at the very least has to be Shava Pruta. If you have Maisa Sheni that's worth less than a Pruta, you can't be Poydia. You have Chizkiya's idea that you can use money that you already use for Pinyan, but in a conventional way, you can't be paid it. Why isn't that another good example of where it's Negeya Pruta? Says the Gemara, you know why? Because our Tana holds Kemanda Amar, like the Manda Amar, that holds Im Bechum Shai Pruta, that the Chaymesh Milavar, the Chaymesh has to have in it a Pruta, so that the Shir Pruta is not in the Karen, the Shir Pruta is in the Chaymesh. So, for listening, Chaymesh Meister Bepruta. At the end of the day, it's another Sif Kotten in Shulchan Aruch, where the halach is pruta. The chaymish of Maisa Sheni has to be a pruta in order for you to be able to be machal of Maisa Sheni, says the Gemara, bekarno kamairi, bechaymish lo kamairi. We're not discussing chaymishes, we're talking about karno. In the karno, there's no halacha of pruta, that's why it's not mentioned. This is something that the Gemara will do very often. The Gemara will come up with a number and then defend its way through an Amid Gemara, how it came up with the number, and really have different laws of what does fit into this klal, what doesn't fit into this klal. You have to know why the time of the Mishnah, even like Mechatesi, the Chaymish shouldn't be mentioned in the klal. Either way, that is what the Gemara says. So we had our five, we had Levi's five, they're not the same, and the Gemara explained why the Tan of our Mishnah had the two that Levi didn't have, and why Levi had the two that the Tan of our Mishnah didn't have, and vice versa. Zok the Gemara Gufa, I'm Rav Ketina, but Derech Agav, we mentioned Rav Ketina's halacha. Bezdin is Kokan, and Philip Pachas Meshavar Bruta. That Bezdin will sit down, Yeshiva Sadayonim is even for Pachas Meshavar Bruta. Masav Rava, Rava had a big problem with this. Is that true? Bezdin's going to convene for Pachas Meshavar Bruta. I mean, just to put it into perspective, we had the cheat sheet earlier in the last week. Sela, Shekel, Diner, Ma, Pundioin, Isser. There were 96 Isurim in the Sela. The Isser is on the bottom of the totem pole. He's on the bottom of the food chain. The Pruta is much less than the Isser, because at the very least, all of those currencies that were discussed were all made out of silver. The Pruta was made out of Nechoshes. That was a real inferior number. So it's much less than even the Isser, let alone the Ma and the Dinar and the Shekel and the Sela. So it doesn't make sense that Bezdin is going to get together. They're going to convene even for a Pachas Meshavar Pruta. Masav Rava, Rava said, I have a problem with that. V'yisasha chotem in HaKodesh, Yishalim, the Rabbis, Pachas Meshavar Pruta, he's shoving the kodesh. That if somebody takes hektish pachas mishavah pruta, you have to return it. And we learn from there, like kodesh in avol had yadoy. It sounds clearly that only for hektish. Meaning, we need a pasuk to tell me that this dine hashavah that you're going to have to be reckoned with if you take from hektish pachas mishavah pruta. It sounds like by Hedyet not, which means that Bezdin's not getting involved with pachas mishavah pruta when it comes to Hedyet. Is the kodesh in avol had yadoy? Says the Gemara. It's such a good kasha. Rav Ketina probably didn't mean that. What did Rav Ketina mean? Eli itma hachi itma. Amar Rav Ketina in huske kubezin l'shava pruta. Goyim Rav Filibas l'shava pruta. Rav Ketina didn't say that Bezin will convene to deal with a pachas m'shava pruta. No way. What Rav Ketina said was that if Bezin convened, they're dealing with a chosha mishpat din taira that involves $100. And then the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the nitva tells Bezdin, by the way, this Toiveya, who claims I owe him $100, he owes me a quarter. So ordinarily, Bezdin would say, we're not going to get involved in a quarter. But over here, being that they're anyways dealing with this Toiveya in Nitva, and this quarter, Chapsa Nafkamina, in terms of how much money the Nitva really owes the Taiveya. So they have to look at it as part of the original case, which is Negeya Pruta. Again, that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. That's where Afkatina said that Bezin will get involved, even for a Pachas Meshava Pruta. But ordinarily, they would not. Tchilas Din being a Pruta, Gemardin like being a Pruta. So Tchilas Din, yeah, would need Pruta, but Gemardin would not need Pruta. So as mentioned, say the Mishnah discusses different cases where it's Negeya Halacha Pruta. Levi and his Braisa had Oino, he had Yeshivas Adayonim, but if you take a look in the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Poiskim, this Gemara, Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Hey, is a Maramakim where they discuss different areas in Halacha where it's Negeya, perhaps, the Halacha Pruta. We'll just go through a few. Number one, the Rishonim ask a Kasha, they really bring the Kasha, B'Shem the Yerushalmi, Ayin Beritva, and that is, why didn't the Mishnah say that Karka, which is Niknes Bekesef, is only Niknes for Pruta? So we had in the beginning of Perek Azov, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish, Tvar Torah, Mois Koinis, Mois Na Koinis, but that's only with regards to Metalton. Karka, Nechosim, Shalish, Lachrais, Niknim, Bekesef, Shtarev, Chazok. It's a Mishnah, Mesechtes, Kedushin, Tav Chav, Vav, Amar Aleph. It's freak the Yerushalmi, when you buy Karka, you'd have to pay at the very least Pruta. So if Karka's Niknes Bekesef, and it's only Bepruta, Yerushalmi asks, why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Zok Ritva, I'll tell you why. Because the Mishnah mentioned that Isha's Miskadeshes Bekesef. And how much Kesef? Pruta. And how do you know that an Isha is Miskadeshes Bekesef? Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephraim. That means you learn it Gufa from the fact that you can acquire Karka. So if we know that Isha's Miskadeshes Bepruta, then by default, we already told you that Karka's Niknes Bekesef, Pruta, because Isha has to be Daimet to Karka, because I learn Isha from Karka. And the emesis, it seems like a very reasonable parrot. Why did Yerushalmi learn that way? So Pasha, you could say that Pshat in the Yerushalmi is based on the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara brings Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rava, different Makar, how you know Isha Niknes Bekesef. So we all know Kesef Menulon, and we know Kedushin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, it's learned out Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, but really in the Gemara there's a second Makar. And the Avni Meluim in the art makes a cheshbin that the Rambam held beikr like Rav, that's the real makar. So you could always say there is another makar. Maybe the Yerushalmi held like that makar. The Yerushalmi didn't hold like this makar. But the truth is that this is really Tali and Rei that we've spoken about a lot, and that is the Sma in Chesham Mishpat says that the way Kinyan Kesef works is you have to pay shava b'shava. So if I'm going to buy karka b'kesef, I have to pay the fair market value of the karka that I'm buying. But if I would go over to a moicher and just give him a pruta of kesef, and the moicher would do meshicha on the pruta, similar to a chalipin, the mecha wouldn't work. The only time Kinyan kesef works is if I'm paying the value, it's shava b'shava for the karka that I'm buying. And again, that's in contrast, for example, to chalipin, where the buyer can go over to the seller, give him a suder, as long as it's worth something. We discuss peira is different, halachas, davar mesuyim, gemaras and perek hazav. But as long as you give him something, that in itself would be enough for the mecher to go into effect. That's true for kinyan suder, kinyan chalipin. But kinyan kesef, you actually have to give him value. The taz is matmi on this side. He says, there's no way in the world that could be pshat. He says, why? Because we learn out Kedusha Isha, that she's Niknes Bekesef from Karka. And Isha, are you going to tell me that when you Mekadesh an Isha with a Pruta, she's worth the Pruta? There's no value to a person, and there's no question that there's no correlation between the money, the marriage band that the man gives his wife, to what the woman is really worth. And afal pi, can you see that it works? Zayse Meres, Kinyan Kesef doesn't require that the Kesef should be somewhat equitable to what it is you're buying. But rather it's a din. Just like there's a Kinyan Chalipin, there's a Halach of Kinyan Kesef. But that's the Tazis Kasha and the Sma. So we spoke out many times from the Rabbi Usha Weiss, the Michos Asher, who says that you have to say that it's Cholok B'Yisoid, how Kinyan Karka works Bekesef versus how Kinyan Isha works Bekesef. By Isha, it's Takinat Shava B'Shava. By Karka, it is Shava B'Shava. And the truth is that if you think about it, what came to mind is a Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Chavav Amar Aleph. Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin on that Mishnah that Karka Nechosim Sheish Malchayim a Niknes Bekesef Shtar B'Chazaka, says the Gemara Bekesef Menolah. How do you know the Karka is Niknes Bekesef? Now, if I would ask you that, Kasha, I mean you. How do you know that Karka is Niknes Bekesef? You're telling me you learned it out from Stay Effort. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Amakrat's a pasuk in Yermia, Periklamut Bey, Sodis Bekesef Yikno. So in that pasuk in Yermia, fake Toy Sakash, he doesn't understand. Why did we bring the pasuk in Stay Effort? Avram bought Al Kopan and Vashtait in that sugya, that we don't even learn Kinyan Kesef by karka from Stei Efrain. So how do we learn Kiddushei Isha from Kinyan Karka? It's a limud. It's a limud that just like there's a concept of kesef by a sada and kicha mi Stei Efrain, so too there's a concept of Kinyan kesef when it comes to Isha. But it's not even the same Kinyan kesef. It's two different Kinyan kesefs. The Kinyan kesef of a sada is shava to shava. The Kinyan kesef of an Isha is just give her kesef. So yesh loimar, with regards to why the Yerushalmi didn't want to just answer very simply like the Ritva, it's two different parashias. It could be Kedusha Isha, where there's no halacha of shava b'shava, there's a din, you have to give kesef. So maybe there the halacha is shava pruta. But when you're buying karka, it's a whole different halacha. It's shava b'shava. So let's say I'm buying karka that's less than a pruta. So maybe I don't have to give a pruta. Over here, where it's the vehicle that's used for the maisa meshicha that the woman's going to make on the kesef. So it could be there's a halacha that it has to be. One has learned from the other. Good. But you see that it's not so posh. You see it in Daf Chavav. Either way, that's the first story. The second story I saw in the Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha, he brings that Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin in a tshuva, his medayah from our sugya, that a person can be mekayim the mitzvah of tztaka, even if he gives less than a pruta. Because if tztaka also requires a pruta, then why didn't the Mishnah say that another halacha that requires pruta is tztaka? And the fact that it was omitted, so you say merish, you could be mekayin the mitzvah of nasan titein law. You can mekayin the mitzvah of tztaka, even if you give less than a pruta. And he says the shor mitzvah of malacha that from the lashon Ramah it's mashma that way, because the Ramah says that when an oni comes to you, you should try to give him something. But aser lahachzer ha oni hashoyel reka. Not just try. It's aser. Afilu einoisen leirak groigris achas. Even if you give him only a groigris. So he says a groigris is worth less than a pruta. And still the Ramah says you could be mekayim some mitzvah stoka by giving a groigris. So says the Ramah, says the Shom Son of Malacha, this is a shtikol raya. He thinks the Lashon Ramah to Rabbi Shua believe this concept. But the truth is, it is kedai to mention that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Mem Tes, where he talks about chkama chayev lite, how much is a person obligated to give tzedakah? Salacha Beis, he says as follows: Lo olam leyimna adam atzmai pachis mishlishas hashekel l'shana ve'imnasam pachis mizel lekayim mitzvah tzedakah. So really, it's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You have to give at the very least a third of a shekel. So if you give a shlishas hashekel, at the very least you'll be yoytza. But less than that, you're not going to be. How could he say less than a pruta? What he probably means is at a time, meaning each mice in a sina, even if it's pachis mishav a pruta, but there is an aggregate number that you have to be cognizant of, and that is at the very least, kama agurot, it has to be at least a third of a shekel. Yeah. That's the second ha'ara. So we have karka, which is mikdash b'kasef. We had tzedakah, and achron chaviv, gineva, and gezela. Not chaviv in that sense, but in terms of the rage, shabai. Gineva, gezela. That is that. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Aser lignoiv kol shehu din Torah. It's aser to steal even a kol shehu, meaning even less than a pruta, din Torah. It's an iser d'iraisa for a person to steal pachas b'shav pruta. The Rambam in Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda, again Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Va'aser ligzoil kol shehu din Torah. It's also for a person to be a gazlin for pachas b'shav pruta. Stating that in Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda, if you fast forward to Halacha Vav, says the Rambam as follows: Hagozel pachas b'shav pruta afal pisha avar ina b'teres hashav gzeila. If somebody steals pachas b'shav pruta, even though he was over, ina b'teres hashav gzeila. But there is no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Very good. That's Chinuch. Yes, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Gzeila. So there's an Isser Geneva and an Isser Gzeila even for Pachas Mishava Pruta. But as it relates to the mitzvah, I say of Hashavas Gzeila, there's no mitzvah on Pachas Mishava Pruta. Pashup Shat. Everyone learns. The reason is because Pachas Mishava Pruta, a person is Meichel. I mean that a person is Meichel, Pachas Mishava Pruta. It's for that reason we could assume that this Nigzal was probably Meichel, and to the extent that he was Meichel, there's not going to be any Chiyuv. Meaning the Etzim Gzeila and Geneva has nothing to do with Mechila. There, there's a Halachi, and I'm going to steal from somebody. The Chiyuv Ashava, if he's Meichel, then there's no reason for me to give it back to him. So being that there's no reason to give it back to him, it's for that reason that there would be no Chiyuv Ashava. And the truth is, the Chinuch, not the Minchas Chinuch, the Chinuch, the Rishai, the Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, says in Mefurish. He says that Afal Pisha Aval is Sotayra, if somebody steals less than a Shavar Pruta, even though he's over an Issa Deir Mishmaraisa in a Bateris Hashavin. Like we're going to explain that land by the lav of Loisigzal. And the reason is Lafisha Yisrael, Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Nedivim Bnei Nedivim Heim. V'Yodua Hadavar. It is well known. Shakol Shu Pachis Mishavar Pruto Afilu Onisha Be Yisrael. Mikivan Shenigzal Mimenu Moichaloi Soi V'Ein Chafetze Yachar of Kaal. We're Nedivim Bnei Nedivim. And it's for that reason, there's no question that there's an umden of the Muchach that the Nigzal was Moichal. If he's Moichal, there's no reason for him to give Hashav. In fact, the Machne Ephraim, right in the beginning of Hilchas Gzeila, clears the Geshmak Hashayla. What would be if Reuven stole from Shimon, but Shimon doesn't know that it was stolen from him. It was Pachas Mishava Pruta. Being that Shimon doesn't know, he wasn't Moichel. He doesn't know that it was stolen. Does Reuven right this second have a Chiyav HaShavah Zegzela? So when he finds out, he won't have a Chiyav HaShavah. But this second, the Nigzal doesn't know yet. So clears the Machne Ephraim, is there a Chiyav HaShavah or not? Says the Machne Ephraim, I think it's totally in the Sugya, Yisholoi Midas. If you hold Yisholoi Midas, have a Yiyosh. So that means that even though right now I don't know that it was lost, but L'chi Yodam Miyayish. So we say that right now it's as if he was Miyayish already. So here too, right now it'd be as if he was Moichel. But we paskin like Abaya. We paskin Yishloi Midas Loi Havi Yish. So if Yishloi Midas Loi Havi Yish, being that right now he doesn't know that it was stolen from him, right now he doesn't know to be Moichel. So if right now he doesn't know to be Moichel, it could be, says the Machna Ephraim, a Chiddush Godol HaLocha, that you would have a Chiyah of Hashavah. But either way, that's the Pashup Shad, and that all the Achroinim assume, we saw the Chinuch, the Machna Ephraim, and it's based really on a Sugi Mesach Sanhedrin Dafnun Zayin. Sanhedrin Dafnun Tes, seemingly Gemara's Mifurashas, that the reason that there's no Chiyav Hashavas like Zelo, Apachas Mishavar Prutas, is because we assume that the Nigzal, Nedivim B'nei Nedivim, he was probably Moich. Stating that, the Michas Chinuch in a few places is Mitzadeh, maybe another Tzad. That is, why is it that if somebody steals Apachas Mishavar Prutas, he's Chayav? L'chura, Shire Mamun Atali and Pruta. That's usually the way you understand it. Your lichenu achrav afilu lamada in our Mishnah was a Pruta. You would think that the shir should be a Pruta. So why is it that if you steal pachas mishavar Pruta yechayev? Says the Minchas Chinuch, if you take a look at the Magid Mishnah in his Pirish on the Rambam, and if you take a look at the Sma in his Pirish on the Mechaber with the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon HaRambam, they both say the reason is because although there really is a shir Pruta when it comes to Gzela, but we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So it's true, there's a sheer pruta. But just like there's a sheer nevela, and if somebody eats a chatzi zayis nevela, even though he doesn't get malchus, he's over an isadei raisa, because chatzi sheer asam anateira, so too over here, it's chatzi sheer asam anateira, it's for that reason you're over. Says the Minchas Chinuch, lefi zeh, I want to say another tzad maybe, why there's no ashovas like zeh lampachas mishavar pruta. Because it's yodua, we haven't spoken to sad in a while, but it's yodua, the Mishnah Melech Sakira, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which we pass in chatzi sheer asam anateira, what about mitzvahs? Is there chatzi shir b'mitzvahs or not? So you're sitting at the Seder night, and you only have a chatzi zayas matzah. You don't have a kezayas. You can't be mekayim your real mitzvah d'iraisa. Is there a mitzvah to eat a chatzi shir? And we'll say that even though the ikar mitzvah is a shir, but maybe chatzi shir, also in atayra by lavin, so there's a chatzi shir b'mitzvahs. Maybe I could sit down, I could be mekayim a mitzvah. Or is there no chatzi shir b'mitzvahs? And the truth is, the battleground, really, the ground zero for this discussion is Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that when Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol during Bayis Sheni, for 40 years, there was bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, and the lechem upon him, when they were divided, the kehanim would, there would be enough for everybody to have as much as they wanted. But after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, and then already there was anarchy in the Beis HaMikdash, the tzdukim took over, there were problems, so nishtalcha me'era, there was a me'era, there was a klola in the Makom HaMikdash. They would sit down to divide the karbonos and to divide the lechem upon him. Every person would get kippul, literally, they'd get a nothing. And it was for that reason the Gemara says that tznuim, moishchen asideim, the tznuim, the people that were bali derech eretz, they would say, well, I'm getting as a pull anyways, I'm getting such a small share, I don't need it. Says the Mishnah Melech, say, well, the achroinim, why would the tznuim, moishchen asideim, what happened to the mitzvah asidei raisa? The Teretz is, they were anyways getting less than the Kezayas. I mean, they were anyways getting less than the Kezayas, there was no mitzvah. But if you're going to tell me Chatzis Shir B'mitzvahs, it's a Tshuva N'chassam Sofer and Marat Tzchiyos Al-Asar and Akamor Yuma Daf Memor Aleph. There's a whole list of Marat Mekoyim, Shagasari, there's a Beis Halevi. Everybody chimes in. This Gemara would seem to be a Raya Noira that there's no Chatzis Shir B'mitzvahs. But either way, says the Minchas Chinuch, Gevaldik. It could be the reason there's Lois Signoi and there's Lois Sigzoil by Pachas Mishavah Pruta. That's because there's chatzis shiras min haTorah. You want to know why there's no hashavas hagzela? There's no hashavas because that's an asay. There's no chatzis shir b'mitzvahs. There's chatzis shir b'iser. There's no chatzis shir b'mitzvahs. It's for that reason, says the Mechas Chinuch. He's mesupik. He's not sure. Is it because of mechila, or maybe it has nothing to do with mechila? Maybe it really has to do with chatzis shir b'mitzvahs. Says the Mechas Chinuch, will be the nafkamina. He says the Machna Frayim is nafkamina. Nafkamina would be if the nigzal doesn't know. Is there a if it's out mechila? If the nigzal doesn't know, he doesn't know to be meichel. Ah, yishalay midas. Yeah, yishalay midas. We bask like abaya. Lo yhavi yish, so lo yhavi mechila. But if there's a new svara, if there's a new svara of no mitzvah, I say, because all it is a chatzis shir. So kobi, there's no mitzvah. At the end of the day, the whole geneva was a chatzis shir, the geneva, and it doesn't pass a mitzvah, I say, when you're discussing chatzis shir. One shayla, because Chinuch declares is, what if somebody steals from somebody chatzis shir at a time? So he takes a pachas mishavar pruta, and then he takes another pachas mishavar pruta. Will he be chayiv? Does it combine? Is it mitzdarif? Or is it not mitzdarif? So he says, by achila, we know what's the halacha. If somebody eats a chatzis zayis nevela, then he eats another chatzis zayis nevela. So b'kdei achila's pras, it's mitzdarif. Clears the mechas chinuch, what would be the halacha by geneva and gzela? So he says that that's poshut. That there's a chiddush of k'dei achila's pras by achila. The chiddush is that it has to be b'kdei achila's pras. That if it's not b'kdei achila's pras, it's not mitzdarif. In contrast to two ordinary lavin, where you wouldn't even need a shir of zman. If you do a chatzi and then a chatzi, there's no reason to be mitzdarif. I could do it a year later, maybe it would be mitzdarif. That's what the Mechas Chinuch assumes for a davar pashut. It's not so pashut, but that's what the Mechas Chinuch assumes for a davar pashut. So Claire is the Mechas Chinuch, what would be if you steal? So he says again, it's totally in the shayla. If the reason when you steal pachs v'shava pruto, you're not chayv to return it, because we assume he was moichel. So the guy was moichel. Mechila is if you returned it. If mechila is if you returned it, it says if you're ready, mekayim na shava. So if I steal, I give it back, and then I steal again. It's pashut that I'm not going to be chayv, because when the nigzal was moichel, it says if you gave it to the nigzal, so you returned it. There's no two mices to be mitznarif. The first mice is null and void. But if it's mernished because there's no chatzis shir b'mitzvahs, but not because we assume that there's going to be a mechila, so then l'chura, if you steal a chatzis and then you steal another chatzis and then you steal another chatzis, it could be, it would be mitznarif. To conclude this discussion on with a dvar agada, and that is that gzeila pachas mishava pruta is actually a parshas noyach theme, because in the beginning of parshas noyach, all the averis that the Dara Mabel did, so the Torah says that ultimately Hashem tells noyach ketz kol basar balefanai. And the reason is kimala ha'aretz chamas mipneihem, because I see the world is filled with chamas, and it's for that reason v'hinini mashchisim es ha'aretz, I'm going to destroy the land. It doesn't say kimala ha'aretz gezel, it says kimala ha'aretz chamas, and it's yidua. The Medrash says that the Dara Mabel, they didn't steal. What they did was chamas. And what's the difference between gzeila and chamas? Gzeila is shavapruta. Chamas is pachas mishavapruta. There's a Gemara Perek HaKoinis that says chamsin yov dmei. The difference between a gazlan and a chamsin is the gazlan doesn't pay for it. The chamsin pays for it. He's a toyu of his oven. But the Medrash says a different pshat. That what the Dor HaMabul did was, is they stole pachas mishavapruta. You have to know what the significance of that is. But either way, I saw in the Pardes Yosef, he brings from the Rebbe of Heschel, he says that that's he brings that many people were bothered with that word lafanai, the mefarshei Torah. Kates kol basar ba. What's lafanai? What's the emphasis? So he said that had the Dara Mabel stole shava pruta, so then Bezdin would have been niskokin aleihem. You would have had yeshivas hadayanim. It's moitzi b'dayanim. So Hashem says Bezdin could have dealt with it. I wouldn't have had to deal with it. But being that they stole pachas mishava pruta, Bezdin can't deal with it. So now was already balafanai. I'm the only. This is already midei shamayim. Ponte midine yadam. You only chayim midine shamayim. That's the emphasis of Kates kol basar balafanai dafka, because they were stealing pachas mishava pruta. We'll just end this shmooze with a classic. And that is, so it's very interesting that the Dara Mabel, for everything that they did, and they did everything, there was Avodah Zarah already from the Dor Enosh, there was Gili Arayis, Chazal say that, but Loinechtam Gzardinan El Al HaChamas, at the end of the day, their fate was sealed because of Chamas. Rameir Simcha, and it's in Parshas B'Shalach, if you want to look it up, on the Pasuk, V'amayim Lehem Choyma, Miminam Umismoylam. He says something unbelievable. Sometimes he has these very psychological, philosophical theses. This is one of them. He says that if you take a look B'Darkei HaTorah, you'll see a very interesting dichotomy. When it comes to the individual, the Yochid, the Torah is much more machmer, much more makbid, when the individual does a maisa avera. So for example, if you mechal Shabbos, you chayef skila, even avodah zarah, chayef skila, gili arayis, you chayef koris. If a person, the individual, has bad midos, he's nichshal ben adam lechaveroi, it's a whole different deal. Kemoi machloikis lashon hara rechilos gezel ein by malchus, and there's always a reason. It's a lav anitin letashlumin. It's a lav shein by maisa. But at the end of the day, the oynish is much less chomer. Says Rav Meir Simcha, when you look at the tzibur, it's mamish just the opposite. He quotes Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Doirish al David kulam tzadikim hayo. They were all tzadikim. Validesha hayu behem dul toirim. But the oylam didn't get along. They spoke lashon hara. They stabbed each other's backs. Hayu neiflam be mochama. They would ultimately fall be mochama. Avol Doirish al achav, the doir of achav, uvdei vay dezara hayu. Validesha loy hayu behem dul toirim. There was achdus amongst them. Hayu yardam le mochama. And he brings kama v'kama chazals that you see that when it comes to the tzibur, ben adam lechaveira is much more chomer than ben adam lemakom. He says the first base of mikdash was destroyed because of the zar gilurai shvichazom. The second base of mikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. And the gemara says in mesechtes yuma, whose was worse? Biratayichiach. The base of mikdash came back for the first base of mikdash. It didn't come back for the second. We don't have the base of mikdash. So you see from there that sinas chinam is worth. And he says that perhaps the best raya to this is the Dara Mabel. The Dara Mabel were nichshol all these different averus. But at the end of the day, lo nechtam gzardinon el ala chomas. Says Rav Meir Simcha. What's the pshat? What's the oimek? So he says something interesting. He says that really Hashem gives preferential treatment to a rabbin over a yochid. There's nothing to talk about. Parenthetically, there's a mabit in Beis Elikim where the mabit says that if you think about it, it really doesn't make sense. Because when it comes to a schusim, when a tzibur does something great, the feel of a tzibur is much more chashav. Torah of a rabbin is more chashav. Anytime a rabbin does a mitzvah, it's considered more chashav. Meaning it's a more powerful mitzvah. You would think by Avera to be the same way. That if a rabbin does an Avera, the whole tzibur did this Avera, you would think it's horrible. But it's really just the opposite. And the Mabit says, you know what the Raya is? The Dara Mabel is the Raya. Hashem was Meir Chav for 120 years. There's no yochid in the world that could do what the Dara Mabel did and he's going to get leeway of 120 years. But being that it was a rabbin, Hashem was willing to look away. It's unbelievable. Hashem was willing to look away at a rabbin. Says Rav Meir Simcha, that's only true if the rabbin behaves like a rabbin. If there's achdus amongst them. So if they interact like a rabbin, then they have the special koyach of a rabbin, and Hashem is willing to look away from everything. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Hashem will be Mavater. Hashem will be Mayrechath. But when there's no achdus amongst the tzibur, amongst the chabur, amongst the rabbin, when there's no achdus there, then already you lose the koyach of the rabbin. So you know what happens? You have a million individuals. You have Gilui Arayis of a yachid, Misa. Avodah Zarah of a yachid, Misa. Shvichas Dam of a yachid, Misa. You're going to be treated like the yachid. So says Rav Meir Simcha, that's the nekuda. The reason Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is the determining factor when it comes to a rabbin is because really the rabbin has a special skula. They're a rabbin. Hashem is always willing to be Meir Chav for the rabbin. But the minute that they botch up in Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, they lose the koyach of rabbin. He says it. It's on this pasuk. V'amayim lehem chayma. V'amayim lehem chayma, Chazal say. Because all the Mekatrigim came when the Yidden were going through the Yamsuf. And what were the Mekatrigim saying? Halolo evde v'edazara. V'alolo evde. Arayin ishal yosef. Right? All the Seder, Torah. But why dafke here? How come it didn't happen by Makas Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinem? So Rav Meir Simcha says it could be. Because we know that Chazal say that when the Yidden came to the Yamsuf, there were four kitas. That this achdus that Klal Yisrael had, they somehow lost. By the Yamsuf, a fight broke out. They wanted to jump in. They didn't want to jump in. All of a sudden, there were a whole bunch of different days. As soon as there was a breakdown in the achdus, now all of a sudden, the Mekatrig is going to come, and he's coming with tainas. In Mitzrayim, there was no taina. That Mekatrig didn't have a koich. It was a rabbin. A rabbin that's oivet avay dezara. Kedoyri shal achav. As long as there's achdus, you can get away with it. But the minute there was no achdus, now already there's a taina of halolo oivet avay dezara. Either way, on that note, talk to Mishnah Vayta. So the previous Mishnah and Afnim Hey Amar Aleph discussed Chamisha Prutois. And now we have a Mishnah that discusses Chamisha Chumshin. Torah. No. Chamisha Chumshin Hey. There are five areas in Halacha where there's a Chiyuv Chaymish. Elu Hey. Ha'oichel Truma. If somebody eats Truma B'shoikik. Who? Is that somebody? A Zar who's not allowed to eat Truma? Or a Kayan that's Tomei who's not allowed to eat Truma? The Truma's Meiser. Truma's Meiser is the Truma. It's or the Meiser, that the Levi has to be mafresh from his Meiserishin. So the Levi, When he got Meiser Rishon, he also had to pay taxes. He had to pay Meiser, Mena Meiser, he had to give Trumas Meiser. The Trumas Meiser showed the Mai, not just that, if you have Trumas Meiser of the Mai, again, what's the Mai? If somebody buys payers from an Amma Oretz, Midday Raisa, you don't have to give Trumas and Meisers because Rav Amma Oretz Ma'asrim. The Rabbanon, however, were concerned for the Miot. It was a Miot HaMatzoi because there were a lot of Amma Oretz. So because of that Miot HaMatzoi, the Chachamim said that you have to give Trumas and Meisers. You only chayv in Trumas and Meisers Midday Rabbanon, stating that if somebody eats the Trumas Meiser of the Mai, he has to be chaymish. V'hachala is the equivalent of truma when it comes to dough. V'habikurim, the Torah calls bikurim truma as well. All those cases, the halacha is if somebody eats them, meisav chaymish. V'apoyde net ravai, if somebody's poyde net ravai, that's the fourth year after you planted a tree. All peiros are called ravai, very similar to meisav sheni. You're supposed to bring it up to Yerushalayim. In Derech, you can be pointed. Or if somebody has Maisa Sheni, the halacha is Maisa Chaimish, you have to add a Chaimish. If someone's poyed his own Hektish, Maisa Chaimish. Again, by the way, the Dirk, it's only Maisa Sheni Shaloi, and it's only Hektish, it's Hektish Shaloi. Your own Maisa Sheni, your own Hektish, you have to be Maisa Chaimish when you're poyed. Somebody else is not. That's what we had the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Hazav. Gavra Artiloi, right? The person, he came up with a whole Knunya. He had to be paid the Maisa Sheni. He didn't want an Ere Chaimish. So he took his payrois. He was machnet to his friend. Because it's only your own payrois that you have to be Moisef Chaydish. And Nenesh Shavar Putim in a Hektish. If someone is Nenesh Shavar Putim in a Hektish, so the Allah is, Me'ilo requires you to be Moisef Chaimish. And then finally, Agazel Shavar Shavar Putim in Ishbalay Moisef Chaimish, the parish of Hashem Gezelois, has the Allah of Chaimish as well. Zokta Gemar, Omar Rav, Kashal Leila Rabbi Lazar, Chumas Maisa Shaldmai. Rabbi Lazar sat down. He learned this Mishnah, and he had one problem with this Mishnah. Trumas Maisa Shal Demai. The halacha is, if you eat it, you have to add a chaymish. Trumas Maisa Shal Demai is Truma de Rabbanon. Why in the world would it have to be Maisa Chaymish? I understand Truma de Raisa, but Truma de Rabbanon, and his lashon was, V'chi Asu Chizik L'Devrem Kishal Teira. Did the Chachamim, when they imposed the halacha for Dine de Rabbanon, did they enforce it the same way the Torah did? The Torah says a chaymish. Why in the world would they say a chaymish? I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Shmuel. So Nachman said the name of Shmuel, I'm Rav Meir. This Mishnah is Rav Meir, by the way, fits very neatly with the idea that Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. The Amar also Chachamim Chizik L'Reim Kishal Torah. You find Rav Meir held that the Chachamim would enforce their halachas with the same chumra of a din deiraisa. I'm going to the brayso. Maybe I'm going to say yom. Somebody brings a gemini to say yom. No, snu lava layom. Allah b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. So this is, of course, the first halacha of Masechtas Gittin. And maybe get medina sayom shliach lo halacha brings a get from medina sayom to Eretz Yisrael. Tzarech sheyoymar b'fanei nechta v'b'fanei nechtam. Why? Machlek is Rabbi Rava. Rabbi said the vishayim b'kiyin l'shma. Most weren't Baki and Lishma, but there's a mute we're concerned that maybe weren't Baki Lishma. Rava says, Lafisha Yineh Demetsuim Lakaim, we're worried that the husband's going to come, he's giving him Ma'ari, he's going to say the get is not a real get. Let the Shlech be believed as an Eid Echad. He's believed to say, Bafanai Nechta, Bafanai Nechta. According to Rabba, he's testifying that the get was written Lishma. According to Rava, he's testifying that this is a real get. The Edom that are signed are real, that they were authorized by the husband. And it's for that reason that the Chachamim required this takana b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. The very end of the sugya, if you remember, the Gemara says, Rabbi Islay the Rava. Rabbi really agrees with Rava. I don't really remember, but my son's learning it now. So I'm going through it, but the Gemara at the bottom of Daftal and Rava, three lines from the bottom, the Gemara says, Rabbi Islay the Rava, because, the Gemara says that Rabbi Islay the Rava, Rabbi agrees that there's a chshash l'fishein edem etzuyim l'kaimai. In addition to that, he also holds you have to be worried about l'fishein b'kin l'shma. So either way, that's the halacha. A shliach has to say b'fanei nech, b'fanei nechta. This Bryce is discussing a shliach brought a get. He gave the get, and he didn't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Now what? Yoytzi v'avlad mamzer v'ra meir. Ra meir says that if she remarried somebody else, her second marriage is not a good marriage. The second husband has to give her a get if they had children. Avlad mamzer. The chachamim say in avlad mamzer. No, because the shliach violated the takanas chachamim. Of tzarech sheyoymar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Now you're gonna passel a whole family? No way. Ketzad yasa. What do you do? Yitlenu mimena. The woman should give the get back to the shliach. V'yachse v'yitnenu lo b'fnei shnayim. And you should give it again in front of two eidim. V'yoymala. You should say b'fanei nechta u'b'fanei nechta. Freik the gemara. How do you understand Rav Meir in this mishnah? Rav Meir mishum dula yomala b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta yitz v'avam mamzer. How do you understand Rav Meir? Zok the gemara. Pshana Rav Meir. And this is really a gittin sugyo in Rav Meir l'taime. Damar avam nuna mishmeidu ula oimer hoy Rav Meir. Meir flik zog. He didn't say this once. This was one of Rav Meir's themes. Kala mishana b'mat beya shatavu chachamim b'gittin yitz v'avam mamzer. That if anybody gives a get and he's Meshana, not from a din deiraisa, Shteitzach, that's a problem. Even from a din derabanan. So if somebody gives a get and he alters a din derabanan, the din is yoitzi, v'havlad, mamzer. In other words, Rav Meir holds the chachamim osu chizik lidivreyem kishel toira, and that's what the Gemara means to say that this Mishnah is Rav Meir, and Rav Meir taka holds that we treat trumas meiser shel demai in the same exact way that we treat ordinary meiser deoraisa, and the reason is chachamim osu chizik lidivreyem kishel toira, and you find that Rav Meir holds that in Masechtas Gittin because that was Rav Meir's mantra. Take a look at the second Tosfos. Tosfos throws us into a real shas discussion. Says Tosfos, the Gemara says, and the Gemara had a problem with it. Says Tosfos, I'm not sure why the Gemara was so bothered by it. You find in other places that Chachamim also Chizek L'Divreim, even Yosef Mishal Torah. Tosfos gives a teretz why the Gemara over here was bothered initially with this din derabanan and Trumas Meiser Shel Demai being as chomer as regular Trumas Meiser, in light of the fact that this is something that you find in other areas. But I'll just tell you, I saw one very nice Maror Malkum, and that's a tshuva from the Minchas Aluza. Minchas Aluza's tshuvas are unbelievable. He was, of course, the Minkat Rebbe before World War II, but in addition to being a great Rebbe, he's also one of the Ga'oine Hadar. It's unfortunate. The Shaila's tshuvas, Minchas Aluza, is out of print for a very long time. It's very hard to find. But his tshuvas are, Dave, his tshuvas are half of a fellow. So over here he has a tshuva. It's a chelik gimel siman lamed ches, where he goes through. Sometimes you find chachamim asu chizik l'devrayim kishal teira. That's our gemara. V'chi asu chachamim chizik l'devrayim kishal teira. Gemara says yeah asu chachamim chizik l'devrayim kishal teira. Sometimes you find like Tosfos said chachamim asu chizik l'devrayim yoisim kishal teira. And he says that if you really want to go with this theme, you find the idea sometimes of kol the tikkun rabbanon. Different nuances of this idea where it seems to vary from sugya to sugya. So Mechaslozer goes through a tshuva. He goes through every single place in Shas where you find this idea. And he has one mahalach to explain, at the very least, when you say it's kishel Torah and when you say it's yoisim shel Torah. And his theme basically is that any din derabanan that's rooted in a din d'iraisa, there, it's only Kishel Torah. It's not Yosef Mishal Torah. And he says, Zilbasa Svara, if it's all based on a din da'iraisa, how could it be more chama than the din da'iraisa? But any din da'rabanan that really has no shaykhis to a din da'iraisa, it's a din da'rabanan that the rabbanan will mechadish in a vacuum. For whatever reason, there could be, it would be Yosef Mishal Torah. I'll just give you two examples. Awas Sugidmai. So the Gemara said it's Kishel Torah. Why is it Kishel Torah? Because the whole yisoid of the Takonis Chachamim to be mafresh chumas and maisres by demai is based on a chashash that maybe the amoritz didn't give chumah deiraisa, meaning it's rooted in the din deiraisa. Al pi roev, we could assume the amoritz did give, but there's a tzad hamiut, maybe not, and the chachamim wanted to be chayish for that tzad hamiut. But at the end of the day, it's not a din derabanan. That's just a din derabanan ba'alma. It's based on a real chashash. Deiraisa, Rabbanu wa mechadish be chayish for the deiraisa. But mean that it's based on the din deiraisa, it can't be more chomer than gidrei deiraisa. So whatever gidrei at Torah are, the chachamim will be also chizik l'divreihem kishel Torah. An example where it's a din derabanan that has no shaykhis to a din deiraisa is ksuba derabanan. Again, he has many examples. This is just an easy one. Ksuba derabanan lemanda amar ksuba derabanan. Says machlekes in shas whether ksuba deiraisa ksuba derabanan machlekes teisves pes. The Rambam, but bottom line is Machlokes in Shas. Is Ksuba Dirabanan? It was Ksuba Dirais. If Ksuba is Rabbanan, there's no Makar in the Torah anywhere for a Ksuba. It's a Din Dirabanan. Rabbanan held. So they take Kalabin of Loitzio. There should be a Chiyuv Ksuba. So that's a Chiyuv that has nothing to do with a Din Dirai. So over there could be Chachabim Asu Chizak Ledevrayim Kishol Torah. Either way, there's some more Ray. We'll save it for the next half. But I just want to, let's just finish one more piece of Gemara. Master Rav Shesh. Is that true that Rav Meir holds that chachamim also chizik l'devrayim kishol Torah, and specifically with regard to someone that's oichel truma, somebody that eats truma b'shoigeg, where the halacha is that just like you eat truma and bekurim and challah and trumas meiser, so to eat trumas meiser shal demai b'shoigeg, you'd have to be meiser chaimish, maser rav sheishes, mechallah noiser kesef al kesef. If somebody was mechallah, peris meiser sheini unto kesef, and now you want to be mechallah the kesef, you want to be mechallah the kesef. So we had that a time or two in the last couple of dafin. So you're taking the kesef that now has kedushas ma'aser sheni, and you want to be mechal onto more kesef. So it's a mishnah in mesechtes demai. You could do it. Mechal and I say kesef al kesef, nechoshes al nechoshes, kesef al nechoshes, v'nechoshes al aperos. Bottom line is you could do it. You could do it if it's a silver coin onto another silver coin, silver onto nechayshes, nechayshes onto nechayshes, even nechayshes onto peiros maybe. The bottom line is you could be mechal. Now this mission is a mission demai. It's discussing demai. So we're talking about you had ma'aser sheni shel demai, ma'aser sheni derabbanan. You mechal onto money. You now want to be mechal that money. It's not an issue. Perfect the Gemara. This is all part of the kasha. It's all part of Masav Rav Sheshes. Umi mechal ulin and kesef on the chayishes. Is that true? You can be mechal kesef on the chayishes. But now we learned in the Mishnah. Sell shemayis hasheni v'shal chum v'shal nesarvu. Somebody had a sella that had tushas mayis hasheni. And it was nesarev with a sella of chulin. You don't know which is which. It's a problem. Because the one that's mayis hasheni, you have to bring up to Yerushalayim. But tzarta kesef b'yadcha, you have to bring it up with you to Yerushalayim. The one that's chulin, you can do anything with. Maybe besela mois. What you should do is you should take prutay shal nechayishes. Bring a seller's worth, va'omer, and say as follows. I don't know which one of these two slum is the ma'aser sheni, but whichever one it is, mechulol is amoyis aloyl. It should be mechulol on these nechayshes, but you're not done yet. Then take the nicer of these two slum, and transfer the kedusha from the nechayshes back on to the seller. Now, why do you have to do that? Why couldn't you just bring a seller of kesef and say the same exact thing? Just skip the one step of nechayshes. Okay, what happened? Yeah, two slum. One was ma'aser sheni, one was chulin. They got mixed up. You don't know which is which. You have a problem. Can't use any one of them unless you go up to Yerushalayim. But if I want to use it right now, I can't use it. So there's an eitzah. You know what the eitzah is? Bring nechayshes, brutes of nechayshes. Say, I don't know which kesef has in it, which sella is the one that has kedushas ma'aser sheni, but whichever one it is, I want to transfer its kedusha onto the nechayshes. So now both slum are okay. The kedusha is now on the nechayshes. Now, there's another step. Take the nicer of the two slum and transfer the kedusha from the nechayshes back on to the nicer sella, and then you're going to be done with it. Now, why can't you just take a sella? Why does it have to be nechayshes? Why do you have to do... Why can't you just take a seller? Says the Mishnah, "B'nei she'amru mechal l'nois of kesef on the choishes midoichik loyshe yikayim kein elosh choizu mechal l'al kesef." Because really, you're not supposed to transfer money onto money; it's a problem, and therefore, you can't transfer kesef onto kesef. You could transfer kesef to the choishes, but even transferring kesef to the choishes is a very big doichik. You can do it midoichik, midoichik you could do it. But even after you do it, transfer it right back onto the seller. Meaning, leave it by the nechayshes, bring another seller of kesef. No. We don't really want the kedusha leaving the original seller that it was on. But this is a doichik. I don't know what's what. So I'm not going to allow you, but doichik, to transfer the kedusha only onto the nechayshes, but also, but tonight, that you go right back and you transfer it to kesef. What's the kasha? K'tani miyas mechala midoichik, midoichik, inshalay midoichik loy. How did the two mishnayish stem? You had a mishnah mesechtes demai that says if you have Paris, Meister, Shane, Shodamai. You transfer it onto money, and now you want to transfer the Kedusha from money onto money? No worries. Kesef, the Kesef, Kesef, the Nechayshes, the Paris. It's not a problem. And over here, you have a Mefurish Mishnah which says it's very problematic. That in the case where you have two slime, one is Meister Sheni, it was Nesarev, you have to be very precise in terms of how you go about it. Because transferring Kedusha from Mois, Meister Sheni, is something that you could do midaychik. The kasha is that if you're going to tell me the chacham and masu chizak l'devrayim kishol teira, that shitas rameyer in our mishnah. And where do you see that? Because you see that trumas ma'aser shel demayo zar or a koyin tami that eats b'shoigik has to be ma'aser chaymish. So how come you don't have the same chumra when it comes to peiros? Ma'aser sheni shel demay. That you were mechalim onto mois, and we should say that you can't just be mechal it again. Kesef al kesef, kesef al nechayshes. Say no. Say chacham masu chizak l'devrayim kishol teira. And just like mishol teira, you can only do it bedoichik, like in the case of a taruvis. So today you should only be able to do it bedoichik. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Avik b'shem eger meir b'vidyoinim machmer b'achilasoy." Two different sukkahs. You can't just tell me that a meir always holds chacham masu chizak l'devrayim. Rav Meir held that you should be machmer kishol teira when it comes to achilas. Ma'aser sheni shel demai, How so? That you have to be Maisav Chaymish if you eat B'shoigig, where it's Midrabanan, just like where it's Midrayisa. But as it relates to Pidyon over there, he was Mekel. So he felt that even though the halachas of being paid the Maisav Sheni are very stringent, the doichik you could do from money to money, but as it relates to Dmai, over there, you can do it even the Katchila.
The following raid bite is being added to the daf as in Yana Diyoma.
In the spirit of it being Erev Pesach, Dover B'itay Matoy, additionally, in the spirit of today being the last Sunday daf of Masechtas Nazir, and really where Zoichal and Vereyadin, Likras, the Hajj Malach, Masechtas Nazir. So just to speak out something that's Nogeya, Sai Masechtas Nazir, and also Dover B'itay with an interesting, fascinating twist at the end. And that is a very, very basic question that comes up every single year at every single Seder table, and that is, could a person be yotze his chiyuv to drink dalet koisis with grape juice? Very, very simple, basic, fundamental question. There's a mitzvah for a person to drink 4 cups of wine at the Leil HaSeder. Even notch that a potter from all mitzvahs HaSeder has man garama a chayiv and dalet koisis, sha'af hein hoyu ba'isanas. The question is, where does grape juice fall into this conversation? Is grape juice considered wine? Is it not considered wine? As it relates to Arba Kaisis. And really, the discussion begins with the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuv Vav Amar Aleph. It says in the Torah, Zochar es Yoim HaShabbos L'Katsha. Zok the Gemara, Abraiso, we learn from here, Zoichreyu Al Hayayin, that there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush on Shabbos, and the mitzvah is to make Kiddush Al Hayayin, meaning, not only is there a mitzvah to declare that Shabbos is a holy day, that's the literal translation of the word Zochar Siyam HaShabbos L'Katshoi, but in the mitzvah of Zochar Siyam HaShabbos L'Katshoi licked Zeichreyo Alayai. Now, Kiyodua, there's a big machlokes rishonim, whether this braisa that says Zeichreyo Alayayin means that there's a mitzvah da'iraisa of Zeichreyo Alayayin, ki'ilu, the obligation to hold a glass of wine when you make Kiddush, and maybe drink from the glass of wine when you make Kiddush, is part and parcel of the biblical obligation of Zohar Siyam HaShabbos L'Katshoi, or maybe Midday Raisa it's enough to just make Kiddush. Zeichrei Walayayin is only a Derabbanan. We're bringing it as part of a Pasuk. The Pasuk is an Asmach Tava Alma. There are a lot of Dini Derabbanan that you find in Chas that the Gemara presents as if it has a Makar in the Pasuk, and we know it's because sometimes psukim are asmachtois for dine de rabbana. This is a big machlokes rishonim in different places. The most prominent makar for this machlokes rishonim is Masechtas Nazir. Nazir daf dalet, where the Gemara talks about a nazir, whether or not you can make kiddush and abdallah, mushba, v'ayim, me'ar sinai, the machlokes, the mefarish, rabbeinu tam, had to learn pashup shad in that Gemara, and that's really exhibit A, it's ground zero for this machlokes rishonim. But hamir, that's pashit, that there's a mitzvah to make kiddush, and there's a mitzvah to make kiddush al hayayim. The Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Znayin Amud Beis says, Omar Rava. Rava said, Soichet Adam Eshkol Shalan Lava. A person can take a cluster of grapes, squeeze them into a cup, Va'omer Alav Kiddush Hayayin, and he can make Kiddush. Said Rava, that in order for a person to be Mekayim his mitzvah as a Chreyo Al Hayayin, you don't need to have wine that fermented, that's alcoholic, but rather, you can literally take an Eshkol Shalan Lava, squeeze it, freshly squeezed grape juice, umikadesh shalav kiddush hayayim, and you can make kiddush. It's pretty clear that Rava was of the opinion that you can fulfill your mitzvah of kiddush, that's what we're talking about right now, with grape juice. Rava's halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Hilchos Shabbos in Simen Reish Ayin Beis, or with the sensitivity, Simen Ayin Reish Beis, this is in Sif Beis, says the Mechaber, Yayin Migitay, what we know as Mitzah Novim, what we know as grape juice, Mikachin Olaf, you can use for Kiddush, V'soichet Adam Eshkol Shalan Novim, in fact, a person can take an Eshkol Shalan Novim, you could squeeze it, V'oimer Olaf Kiddush Hayoim, and you'll be able to make Kiddush. If you look in the Magen Avraham says, Umikom Mok, even though the Mechaber says that Soichet Adam Eshkol Shalan Novim, V'oimer Olaf Kiddush Hayoim, even though the Mechaber says, Yayin Migitay Mikachin Olaf, but at the same time, mitzvah b'yayin yashan. The mitzvah is to use aged wine, meaning to use an alcoholic form of Mitzanovim, Kamosha Kasafti, Besimin Tof Reish, Sivkot, Aleph, Dibra Maschulim. Either way, so says the Magen Avraham, that even though it's true, it's Rava's Memra, Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, and the Mechaber Paskins at La Halacha, but at the same time, you should know that it's something that's only B'di'eved, Lichat Chilo, the mitzvah is to use Yayin Yosha. So it's a Mefurisha Gemara, Mefurisha Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that a person can make Kiddush. We're not discussing the Al-Kosis yet, but that a person can make Kiddush using Mitzanovim. It would seem to be very, very clear. The truth is that even though Medina de Gemara and Medina de Shulchan Aruch, it's Mefurish that you can make Kiddush using grape juice, it doesn't necessarily mean that the grape juice we have today would be Mutter as well. The reason is because today's grape juice is pasteurized. From a halachic perspective, what that means is it's mavoshal, it's cooked. So really, before we come to a conclusion and we paskin here in this raid by whether it is or isn't, it's mutter to drink grape juice when you make kiddush, we have to ask ourselves, does the fact that we're cooking the grape juice make a difference? Demis is, it's a huge machlokes rishonim, whether you can be yoytze kiddush with yayim mavoshal. La halacha, the mechaber brings this shmuz in sifches, right here in Simon, Ayin Reish Beis, and the mechaber says as follows, Mekachin al yayim mevoshel. You can make kiddush using yayim mevoshel, v'al yayin sheyesh bei dvash, and on yayin that has dvash. V'yesh oimrim she'ein mekachin aleim. There's a yesh oimrim that says, you cannot make kiddush on yayim mevoshel. Zokter amah, hagot, v'haminik l'kaddush olof. The minik is, yes, to make kiddush using yayim mevoshel. Says itanke is a shaila whether you can be yoitz and kiddush using yayim avoshel, but the Rama already said v'aminig l'kadosh olav. So if the Rama said that the minig is l'kadosh olav, so the fact that it's mevoshel l'chayru shouldn't matter either. So we have simin ayin reish beisif beis where the mechaber said soichet adam eshkol shol anovim va'imr olav kiddush ayoyim rovus memra in bava basra daf tzadik zayin amid beis. We have the mechaber in sifches. Where the Mechaber brings a shayla whether you can be yotze yayim mevushal or not. It's the ikur shita is that you could be, and the Ramos says v'aminig lahok the kadesh olav that the minig is to be mekel. So based on that, to use grape juice l'chayr wouldn't be a problem. Betziruf siv beis and siv ches, it should be fine. Now the Magen Avraham says it's not l'chadchila. Okay, and even yayim mevushal you see is a little bit of a shayla. But at the end of the day, if somebody wants to be yotze, it sounds like it shouldn't be an issue. But really, there's another thing that you have to figure out, and that is the poiskim in the last 100 years. I heard this b'shem Reb Shlomo Zalman. It's a svara that's brought down by the poskeis Manenu, argued that could be our grape juice today is a little bit different than the grape juice that they once had. And the reason is not just because it's pasteurized. That would just make it yayim mevoshel, which is something that the Rishonim very much talked about. But when they pasteurize the grape juice, what it accomplishes, and really that's one of the purposes of doing it, is it takes away its ability to ferment and ever evolve into an alcoholic beverage. So the concept of cooking your grape juices, because you don't want, as your kedem grape juice is sitting on the shelf, in 6 months from now, for it to suddenly have a little bit of alcoholic content. That would not be good. So it's for that reason that they actually cook it and they pasteurize it. So Ander wanted to say that it could be, even though it's true, Soichet Adam Eshkol Shel Anovim, U'mekadosh Olav Kiddush Hayom, but that's only because at least that Mitzah Novim is Bekoyach for it to turn into regular Geherig and wine. But if you're going to be mevashal in a way where it's not going to have the ability to ever turn into that, maybe over there it should be different. This is definitely a svara that's mentioned by the poiskim, but just as a disclaimer, the ruba the poiskim, we're not in the spall from this taina. Rav Pesach Frank brings this in Mekrei Kodesh in Pesach. This is Chelik Bey Simon Lamed. Hey, if you want to look it up, he dismisses it, and that's really the ungenomen of psak, that even though there is a svara theoretically to argue, but mechates it. And it's for that reason, l'chura, as it relates to making kiddush with grape juice, it seems to be an open shot shayla. It's Rava's memorum of a basis tzadik zayin of a base that's brought down in Siman Ayin Reish Beis of a base. You want to tell me it's mevushal, sifches, Ramos says the minig is to be meiko. You want to tell me that the pasteurization is different? I hear. Andra Taka wanted to say that. But the minig in Klal Yisrael is not to be nispal from that taina. As a result, to be meiko, the caveat, of course, is that just realize you're being soymech on two kulas when you make kiddush on grape juice. Number one, you're being soymech on the kula of using grape juice where the Magen Avraham said lechatchila should use yayin yashan. Additionally, you are getting involved in a yayin mevushal shayla, which the Mechaber already brought a yesh oimrim she'im mekachin aleim, which is a major machlokes rishonim. But the bottom line is, like the Ramah says, the minhag is to be mekel here. Here for sure, it's good lechatchila, and for that reason, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, this is all as it relates to making kiddush ukedayma. The question is, what about dal kaisis? So, if you look up the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach in Siman Tafayim Beis, so there's a few se'ifin that talk about what kind of wine a person can and cannot use as it relates to dal kaisis. So the Mechaber says as follows: number one, mitzvah lachsar acher yayin eden. There's a mitzvah to try to find red wine. So l'chatchila, when it comes to dal kaisis, you should use red wine. Why? So Mishabru says two reasons. One reason he says is the chesiv al tere yayin ki is adam. Alma, you see from here the ademimus ma'ila v'chashivus. That red is a chashivus when it comes to yayin. Va'oid. Another reason says Mishabru is zecher l'dam shayuparo shoychet bnei Yisrael. Paro used to shech the kindalach, and as a zecher to that dam, that would be another reason for us to drink wine. Incidentally, the Mishabru fears ois ube mekoymish emetsuyin hagoyim lahalol alilo is shkarim nimna melika chayin eda. That as much as meikra adin, there's an Indian to drink red wine, but in the world of blood libels, says the Mishabru over there, you should be careful, be sensitive. As much as yeah, there is a mitzvah amufker that your wine should be red, but at the same time, be sensitive and chap that if the red is going to be misunderstood, then obviously it's not a good idea. The Mechaber continues, and the Mechaber says, yoytzen b'yayim mevushal. You could be yoytze with yayim mevushal ubikunditon. And you could be yoytze with kunditon as well. Yayim mevushal is cooked wine. Kunditon is the yayim that they put dvash into, that the Shulchan Aruch mentioned in Hilchas Shabbos in Sivches. But the bottom line is that the Mechaber discussed a few different halachas as it relates to what kind of wine a person should and can use regarding dal kaisis, but didn't mention a word about soichet adam eshkol shal anavim. So although it's a mefurish halacha that you can use grape juice in Hilchas Shabbos, it's really not a mefurish halacha in Hilchas Pesach. So shlotzach the shaila, what about dal kaisis? Can you use it for dal kaisis or not? Now you're going to tell me what's the difference. If I can make kiddush on it, so why can't I use it for my fourth kais, right? What would be the difference between dalet kaisis and kiddush? But the emesis is a very, very stark svara l'chalik. And it's based on a gemara in the Mesechtes Psachim, daf kuf ches amebe. So this is smack in the middle of the real intense arbe psachim sugis. The gemara over there says, shason chai yotza. If somebody would drink wine that's chai, meaning it was undiluted wine, he didn't cut the wine. So back in the day, the wine was more chazak than it is today. And what they used to do is they would dilute it, they would do mezigas hakais. So like this, he'd be able to drink the wine. So it says the Gemara, what would be if somebody drank wine that's chai for his dal kaisis? So it's a mefurish halacha, yotza, the halacha is he going to be yotza? Amar Rava. So Rava said, yidei yayin yotza. When the Gemara says that your yotza was Shmuel's memra. When Shmuel said that your yotza is nishasan chai, what he meant to say was your yotza yachi of yayin. Or be yidei chayrus lo yotza. But yachi of chayrus, you're not going to be yotza. So what are these two things? Says the Rashban. Yidei yayin yotza, your yotza yachi of yayin. What does that mean? It means sheshasa arba kaisis. You drank four kaisis. And of course, you drank four kaisis. Nobody could tell you that you weren't mekayim the ikur takonas chazal of drinking four kaisis. End of the day, you drank four kaisis. Why? Kolaymar, einzu mitzvah shleima. It's not a mitzvah shleima, she'ein chashivus elo b'yayim mazog. Because at the end of the day, you drank wine that was undiluted, and the chashivus of yayin is yayim mazog, and being that the chashivus of yayin is yayim mazog, you're not yoytzi a mitzvah shleima. It's mabur in this gemara, that when it comes to dalet kaisis, to dot svei dinam in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Din Aleph is Yidei Yai. Was I Yoitza? Was I not Yoitza? Din Beis is Yidei Cheres. Was I Yoitza? Was I not Yoitza? And it's possible for a person to be Yoitza Yidei Yayin and not be Yoitza Yidei Cheres. Shoson Chai. Yidei Yayin Yotza. You can't argue it's wine. So you drink wine. Yidei Cheres of a lo Yotza. Why? Because the Maisa, you didn't drink it Derech Cheres. You didn't drink it Bederech Shivus. And because you didn't drink it Bederech Shivus, so it's for that reason, even though you're Yoitza, you're Chiv Yayin, you're Decherus, you're not going to be Yoitza. So, Ripti Pesach, in that shtickle of Mikroi Koyadesh, and really all the Gedoilim that handled the Shaila, they said, here's the Shaila. The Shaila is, it's Poshit that Soichet Adam Eshkol Shalan Novim Makadish Al Kiddish Ayot. Rava's memory, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So, for sure, Mitzah Novim, grape juice, even a
if it's mevushal, is going to be considered wine. There's no shayla. So if a person is going to drink dalet koisis using grape juice, yidei yayin yotza. What's the shayla? The shayla is the tzveita din, that it's mevur psachim kofchesam edbeis, yidei cherus. Are you yoitza that or you're not yoitza that? That's already not so posh. You should be yoitza. Because you can make the argument that if somebody drinks grape juice, I mean, it's very nice, but it tastes like fruit punch. Let's be honest. It's orange juice. It's punk grape juice. So the question is, did they cheres yotza, lo yotza? Somebody would have 4 cups of oranges. Forget about if you could be yoitza chamar medini. You can't be yoitza. Right, in theory, you could be yoitza with 4 cups of coffee, maybe. Chamar medini, you could be yoitza dal kaisis. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Chavetz Chaim says it mefurish. But the question is like this. The question is yidei cheres? Were you yoitza yechiv cheres or not? Avad, you're not yoitza with coffee, and you're zichin yoitza with orange juice. So, l'cher, why would you be yoitza with grape juice? And there's a very, very stark svarah to say that yidei cheres lo yotza. Demis is that the poiskim all handle the shayla. They all handle the shayla. And Ruba the Ruba Poskim, Uberoshim the Chazanish, and Chan Kanyevsky, they counted that at the end of the day, it's Yayin. Shulchan Aruch never said that you can't be Yoitza with it. And if that's the case, it's posh that you can be Yoitza with grape juice l'chatchila. The Das Yochid that all the Poskim's Manenu bring, they used to tell people that you cannot be Yoitza. Yidei Cheiros. Yayin, you could. But you can't not be Yoitza Yidei Cheiros with all koises. It's like going to Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha used to tell people that you can't be yoitza dalet koisis with grape juice. Now, yidei yayin, that chelik of it, you can. Yidei cheres, you can't. Now, the Rashbam says, what does it mean, yidei cheres? What it means is, ein zu mitzvah shleima. That the mitzvah shleima is the chelik of it, that you can't be yoitza. But al kapana, Ramosha was considered a das yochin in this inyan, and Ramosha told everybody, and everyone brings this, that you can't be yoitza dalet koisis with grape juice. If you want to be yoitza the mitzvah, not just yidei yayin, yidei cheres, which is the aleph base of the mitzvah, so then you cannot be yoitza the yidei cheres chelik of the mitzvah in the event that you're going to drink grape juice. Pi Hashmua, they say, the Ramosha brought a Raya from a Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, a classic. Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, his face used to glow. And the Gemara says there was a Matronisa that once saw Rabbi Yehuda, and the Matronisa told Rabbi Yehuda, tell me, Moira Veravi, you're a Rebbe that Haslip Trinken Abyssal? Meaning he looked like he was having a hangover. He looked like he was in a very, very good place. If you remember, we spoke at the Marsha a few times, that the Marsha says that the words Moira Veravi were probably a play on Moira Veravi. That this Matronisa saw that everybody would refer to Rabbi Yehuda as Meir Verabi, Metabez. So she said, Meir Verabi would evolve? What? You're inebriated? You're under the influence? Meir Verabi? So Rabbi Yehuda told this woman, Hey Nusa Biyoda Dahi Itza. He says, I swear, Allah Shin Shvua, Ito Im, not the only wine I ever drink is Kiddusha Vavdalta. The Arba Kasi the Bischa. The only wine I ever drink is I make Kiddush, I make Avdalah, and I drink 4 cups of wine by the Leila Seder. And not just that, when I drink the 4 cups of wine by the Leila Seder, it has such an effect on me. V'chagrani tzidim in HaPesach HaDatzeres. I push have a headache from Pesach until Shavuos. I'm still feeling the Dalet Koisis. So Rav Moshe Feinstein asked, he said, I don't understand. He said, why did Rabbi Yehuda put himself into Azam Matziv where he walked around with a headache for 7 weeks? Something is kind of pshat, it has no avana. Why would he have done that? It's actually interesting that this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Hilchas Pesach and Tzimit Tafayim Beis, listen to this lashon. Mi she'enu shoyse yayin. Someone that doesn't drink wine. Mipneshe mazikoy. Because it physically damages him. It's mazik him. Or he's soina, he poshut hates it. Not because he doesn't like it so much. Soina, he has mamash astachas asinus and esavosa. Tzorich litchai gatzmai, he has to push himself, lishtois, to drink anyways. Lekaya mitzvah zarbakos. Says the guy, what's the makar? How did the mechaber know that? Well, you mamash have to risk your life to drink 4 cups of wine? Like mechatesin. Who said that's something you have to do? Says the guy, it's Yerushalmi. Shom, Peperik Arvei Psochim, Ubi Perik Ches, the Shabbos, Perik Timot Lashkol. Rabbi Yoyna Shossi Arba Kossi Delela Pischa. Rabbi Yoyna used to drink 4 cups of wine on Pesach, the Chazik Reishi Adatzeres, and he had a headache until Shavuos. And says the guy, Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Lo used to do the same thing, Unzer Gemara, Nadar Mem Tes, the guy quoted Yerushalmi's verse, where he was Shossi Arba Kossi Delela Pischa, the Chazik Reishi Adchaga. But the bottom line is, you see from this Maisa, Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Lo, that you have to have Mesir Snefesh when it comes to Dalek Kosis. But the bottom line is that why was he so Mesir Snefesh? Why didn't he drink grape juice? It sounds like he had an oven to make wine. So if he had an oven to make wine, why didn't he have an oven to be soichet eshkol shol an oven rova's memra? Elam, I have arrived from the Tanah Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi l'chayra that he managed, he was mazik himself. He put himself into a matziv because he held you couldn't be yoitza. And this is the psak. This is the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. But the emes is that even though Rav Moshe said it's a problem, we said Rav Poiskim hold not that way, and really they have a very, very stark makar, and it comes from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva, and this is in Chelek Beis, it's tshuva Chav Dalet. Now, who was the Shoyl? It's always geschmack to look at who the Shoyl was. The Shoyl is a great gadol that we mentioned in our shir not so long ago, Rabbi Yehuda Miller. So Rabbi Yehuda Miller of Rabbi Bienenfeld fame, he was the Shoyl in this tshuva, and Rabbi Yehuda Miller was discussing this Shoyl with the Chacham Tzvi. So if you think this is a contemporary Shoyl of 400 years ago, the Gedolim in Europe were discussing, could a person be Yoytza Dalot Koisis with Eshkol Shel Anovim or not? So says the Chacham Tzvi, Toich Dvar. Mashek Osafti, he's talking to Rabbi Yehuda Miller. He says, this that you said, Lomaloi Heviu HaPoiskim Din Yayin Chodesh L'Dalot Koisis, that how come Yayin Chodesh, grape juice, is not mentioned anywhere, none of the Pois can bring it, ain't Tzorich, said the Chacham Tzvi. There was no reason to. Shekvar heviyu bedin kiddush, because the poiskim all brought it in Hilchas Kiddush. Erichaim simenayin reish beis oichet adam eshkol shol anavim v'chulu, and it's for that reason they felt that it wasn't necessary to chazer it over. But al kaponim the Chacham Tzvi told Rabbi Yehuda Miller already that it's pashi could be yotzei with grape juice. Aye, why is it not brought down? Because we didn't have to bring it down. Fakert, the fact that it's not brought down is the biggest raya that it wasn't necessary to bring down. Because at the end of the day, if you could be yotzei for kiddush, you could be yotzei for nala koisus. I saw it brought down. B'shem the stipe. The stipler said, it's not shayach that mitzvah novim is considered yayin for kiddush, it's not considered yayin for dal kos. It's kenet zayin. That's what he said. It's kenet zayin. This was the v'yira lead, the libi bahasis of the stipler. He said, kenet zayin, it's not possible. If it's good for kiddush, it's good. It's going to be good for dal kos as well. But the bottom line is, if we do a little bit of a sikum of what we have is that, could you be yaitza dal kos drinking grape juice? So, as it relates to kiddush, before Shalach, Simon Ayn Reish Beis, Sif Beis, Rav's memory, Baba Basu Tzadik Zayin, and Mabeis, Soichet, Odom, Eshkol, Shah, Novim, and Mekadosh Olav, Kiddush Ayon. Morgan Avram says, it's not Mamish Lechatchila, Lechatchila, you use Yayin Yashem, but for sure, you can use it. In Sif Ches, the Mechaber discusses Yayin Mavoshel, which is an issue as it relates to grape juice, but Mechaber brings a day that you could, and the Ramah says, the Minig is the Hakel. So the fact that it's Mavoshel, that doesn't seem to be a problem either. As it relates to Dalal Koisis, there's an extra issue. The extra issue is that Yidei Cheirus Lo Yatza, but we have the Chacham Tzvi, that Ruba the Ruba of Pais can follow, and that is that at the end of the day, if the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention Hilchas Pesach, it's a problem. Obviously, Shulchan Aruch understood that you would be soymich on the Chazaka of what was already said in Hilchas Shabbos, and that is it's Kosher in Hilchas Shabbos, and if it's Kosher in Hilchas Shabbos, so too it's going to be Kosher. Now you have to answer on Moshe's Kasher. Moshe has a very stark Kasher. At the end of the day, so what's the difference? So good. I'm the poiskei's maneno. It's a very, very good kasher, Rav Moshe's kasher. But at the end of the day, I'm just speaking out that Rav the poiskim didn't hold like Rav Moshe, and really it comes from a Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi said that it wasn't even mentioned Hilchos Pesach because we're being tzaymech on what happened earlier. But for sure, I think you walk away from this high-level raid that it's in shtickl b'diyevet, right? Why would it be b'diyevet? Number one, the Magen Avraham. That snez l'chatchilo yush anyways. For Kiddush, shouldn't use Eshkol Shel Anovim, you should use Yayin Yasha. Number two, you're coming on to the Ramah's Nagu L'Hakel when it comes to Yayin Mavoshel. There's a Yeshayim in the Mechaber not to use Yayin Mavoshel. A lot of Rishonim held that you can't make Kiddush on Yayin Mavoshel, so certainly you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. And you have Ramosha's Taina, Videi Cheres Vayatza. You also have the Taina that some wanted to say that maybe the pasteurization, so today's grape juice, makes a little bit different. But for sure, you could be Yaitza, it sounds like, according to Ruba the Ruba of Paiskim. Additionally, also for sure it's b'diavad. And I think that's the very glatte takeaway from this shmuz. But there's one other knech I think is worth mentioning, and that is the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, in Perek Zayin Halachates. So the Rambam says like this, Arba koisos ha'elu, tzorech limzoik oisan, you have to dilute them, k'dei she'tia shtia areva, so that the shtia is going to be areva, that it should taste good, ha'koy lefi ayayin, ulefi das ha'shoisan. Meaning, the Rambam says that you have to dilute wine. What's the makar to the Rambam? Shasum chay, yudei yayin yotza, yudei cheres la yotza. Okay. Says the Rambam that how much are you supposed to dilute it? There's no shulchan aruch for that. Hakoy lefi ayayin lefi das hashoysa. Because what's the point? The point is, sarach limzak oisam, kidei shetia shtia areva. We want that the shtia should be areva. We want that the shtia should be geshmak. It should be zis. Briskarov, in his famous shtickle, where he makes the machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam, we'll link this as a related rabbi. But that famous shtickle, where he makes a machloikis, the Bali Tosfos and the Rambam, whether the mitzvah al koisis is a mitzvah of four brachas al kois, or whether there's a mitzvah of shtiyas dal koisis. He quotes this Rambam as the Rambam l'shitasoi. They see the Rambam held that the yisoid of dal koisis is shtiyas dal koisis. Kadesh netiya shtiyah areva. We want that it should be a geshmak shtiyah. So here's the shaila. The shaila is, let's say someone could theoretically make kiddush on wine. He has wine. He's willing to do it. It's mazika. It's not geshmak dim. He's so nice, like betachlas asina. But at the same time, he also has grape juice. And the grape juice is going to be a revelai. So what's more lechatchila? Like, what would be the preference? If you're going to go with the grape juice, so it's b'di'evet. Number one, the Magen Avraham. Number two, you're being soymech and yayim avushal. Number three, a moish held yidei cheres layotza. But then again, it's not shtiyah revelai. You posh have no geshmak in it. It's mamish rabbi rabbi loy. It's mamish v'chagrani tzidi. Mi pesach v'adatzeres. If you're going to go with the grape juice, lemaisa it's going to be, or you're going to go with the wine, so you'll check off all the boxes, you'll be mekayim every Magen Avraham, but lemaisa you're going to be nauseous, right? So the question is, halacha lemaisa, what would be more lechatchila? So I don't know. This is pashatein lechachem v'yech gamoy. But it's interesting, because what is dalut koisis? Dalut koisis, at the end of the day, is shetei yishtiya revel olav. That's what the Rambam says. We want it to be geshmak. So at the end of the day, if you have more of a geshmak from grape juice, I mean, probably have to get out more. But if you enjoy grape juice more than you enjoy wine, so listen, this is your geschäft. But the bottom line is that maybe that's more lechatchila. Ah, you're missing in the Magen Avraham. I hear the Magen Avraham is in the Hidurim of the Yayin. But at the end of the day, why are you doing this? The first kois is Vaitzesi, then it's Vaitzalti, it's Vigalti, the Lakachti. You want to feel cheres. You don't want to drink Vaitzesi and push all of a sudden now your whole digestive tract is upside down, right? That's not the Tachlis. That's not the Tayelis. So really, what you have over here is that could you be Yaitze, B'diyevet, again, besides for a Moshe Shita, everyone else that you could. Is it a b'di'evet? For sure it's a b'di'evet. The question is, what about for people that they have more of a shti areva when it comes to grape juice? It's zicha something you could be yoitza. L'chayri, there would be a svara maybe in the world to say that maybe it's more l'chatchila. Alzen nemar, ask your local rabbi. Now, what's it have to do with nazir? Now, that has a lot to do with nazir because nazir is dachta sugya finyayin. And there's an Indian of mi'ayin v'sheikha yazir. As relates to the ayin. But I think there's one interesting ha'ara that you see in the parasha of Nazir that maybe we wouldn't have known. And that is, the Torah says the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, right? Miyayin v'sheicha yazer. Miyayin v'sheicha. What is the taich of yayin? What does the Torah mean when it says miyayin v'sheicha yazer? Rashi says, kitargumoy. Mechamar chadas v'atik. Yayin is chamar chadas, and sheicha is chamar atik. What is chamar chadas and chamar atik? It doesn't mean one is a 2020 Cabernet and the other one is a 2003. That's not the taich of Chamar Chadas and Chamar Atik. Chamar Chadas means grape juice. That's what it means. It means Yai Megito. It means it didn't ferment yet. It means it did not become alcoholic yet. The Torah says the Nazir is not allowed to drink grape juice. Now, the fact that the Nazir can't drink grape juice, of course he can't drink grape juice. He can't eat the pit of a grape. Mechatzan and Vazog. So the fact that he can't drink grape juice should not come as news to anybody. But the chiddush is that what is the taich of the word yayin in the Torah? When the Torah says yayin, vos meint yayin? Yayin means chamar chadas. I think that's an interesting ha'ara. That the Torah's definition of the word wine is pacha grape juice. That is what the Torah meant when it said the word grape juice. But the bottom line is, yes, grape juice, no grape juice, for sure, other than Ramosha, you'd be able to use a l'chatchila. Here comes the interesting postscript. And that is that we're familiar that in 1920, the United States government ratified the 18th Amendment to the United States Constitution, and that was prohibiting the sale, transportation. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't have the nusach in front of me, but basically, you couldn't be involved in any way, shape, or form in the trade of alcohol. It was what we know as the Prohibition. Now, the Prohibition went into effect in the year 1920, and it lasted for 13 years. It lasted until the year 1933. Which in Mamelushim means that for 13 years it was illegal to buy a beer in the United States of America. You could not buy any form of alcohol in the United States of America. Now, when the government issued this ruling, there were two safe harbors. There were two exceptions to the rule. The first one was for medicinal purposes. medicinal purposes. So if it was negeya, letzayrich refuah, so then it was going to be okay. The other one was for religious purposes, what was known as sacramental wine. And the reason that the government said that it's okay to drink wine and to trade in wine for sacramental purposes is because it was deemed otherwise to violate the First Amendment, which is freedom of religion. And there was a thought that at the end of the day, religious groups use wine as part of practicing their religion, and it's prohibited for there to be any ruling that is going to go against freedom of religion. As for that reason, there was a carve-out within the 18th Amendment, within the prohibition, for sacramental wine. Now, the truth is the Neitzrim drink wine, but no one drinks as much wine as the Yehudim do. And really, I mean, do we have to go through this? You have Yain of Kiddush, you have Yain of Dola, you have Dal Koisis, you have a Shever Brachas, you have a Chasin, you have a Tayamel, right? If you go through the Cheshbon, we consume a lot of alcohol. And as a result, this exception, this exemption of sacramental of Yayin was something that came into effect. Now, it's interesting, the way that this was implemented, just from a practical perspective, is, again, I don't know exactly how this happened, but high level it went something like this. Every county basically had a clergyman who was given a license. He was allowed to trade in alcohol. But again, you had to do it only for sacramental purposes. Now, you can use your imagination a little bit, how maybe this might have gotten out of hand. And there was corruption, the bootleggers, Kiyodua, and a lot of Jews and rabbis somehow got involved in this because Hashoichet Yaveh Inu Chachamim and Inu Apotropis when it comes to Inyanei Gezel. And as a result, there were people that Poshut had licenses that were very, very valuable. But the bottom line is that there was this carve-out for sacramental wine. And because there was a carve-out for sacramental wine, the prohibition, even though it would have had a tremendous effect on Yiddishkeit, it really didn't have such an effect. Because at the end of the day, you were able to buy, and you were able to trade, and you were able to get whatever you wanted to get. Now, at that time, the left, the conservative movement, and the reform movement, which were a lot more vocal than maybe they are today, a lot of them were timing that, why are you doing this? At the end of the day, it's Achil Hashem, and everyone's walking around, you know, somehow being Pirish from Yayin. But at the same time, the Jews are drinking wine every hour and a half, just based on the fact that it's sacramental wine. Now, I understand, but it was something that bothered them very, very much. And they tainted Dina de Malchus Adina, and as a result, this was a very loud voice within the Jewish world, where people felt that Lamaisa, it's not okay. It's interesting, Davi Safir showed this to me, that Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, the Rashiv in Yeshivas Teir Vadas, he actually wrote an article in Das Yiddish Licht. And he said as follows. I'm reading this in English. This is the translation. So this is for Rabbi Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. One need only consider the wine business in which many rabbis are heavily engaged. How much shame, how much degradation, how much desecration of the Torah lies therein. Rabbis, who ought to be the ones to ensure that the laws of the land are upheld, are instead the direct or indirect cause of their violation. Truth be told, even if wine for ritual purpose were a biblical commandment, the current desecration of God's name would still not be justified. How much more so that it is only a rabbinic commandment and it can be fulfilled by using raisin wine, what we would know today as grape juice. Therefore, I beseech you, my brethren, no matter how great a Torah scholar or rabbi is, if he is a cause for the desecration of heaven, he must be removed from the community. This was Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich's plea. And he Pasha took out ad space in this Yiddish Licht to Pasha tell the world that why are we doing this? Drink grape juice. Every single time there's a Chi of Yayin, you can be Yaitza with grape juice. And if you can be Yaitza with grape juice, there's no reason that you shouldn't do this. A time in history where drinking grape juice for the Seder played a prominent role. It wasn't just about how nauseous you're going to feel, but it was Pasha Negeu, in the words of Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, he felt it was a Meyerdiga Chil Hashem, etc., etc. But it's interesting, you know, if you think about this whole idea and the prohibition and the fact that there were 13 years where in the United States of America it was not okay to drink wine. My first machshava was that it was as if the country had gone through a naziris, right? It was almost a 13-year naziris. Now, if you know the history of a little bit, there were a lot of nazirim that were shoysim yayin kol hayom. And a lot of them got malchus for it too, by the way. But the bottom line is the world went through a naziris. It's something to think about. Something to think about. But there was a naziris. There was a 13-year naziris. But my machshava shneya, which I think is a much starker machshava, is, oh, how the mighty have fallen. Because if you know the history of why the prohibition went into effect, like, what caused it? What was the cause of the prohibition? It's because at that time, it was deemed, on some level, immoral and unethical for people to just get drunk recklessly. And there was a feeling that the society at that time was starting to devolve to the point that we have to do something. We have to nip this in the bud. We have to put something in place so that society doesn't go completely crazy. And the feeling, this is amongst the southern Neutzrim, was that Kolahuraya Soita Bikulkula Yazir Atzmei Min Ayayin. That's mamish the reason. It was Yazir Atzmei Min Ayayin. And this, by the way, didn't just pass the House and the Senate. It passed by a super majority. It was ratified by 46 out of 48 states in the United States of America. It was mamish kulon ki ish echad belev echad, bipartisan, all the nuschais. That this was considered the right thing to do. That right now, in order to protect society, we need to be makabel naziris. And there was a naziris for 13 years. I mean, you can imagine what the world would look like if we weren't Nazirim for 13 years. But the bottom line is, Eich Naflu Giborim as a society, that less than 100 years ago, there was on some level, at least outwardly, at least superficially, at least let's fake it, that we have some semblance and some sensitivity to live in, on some level, a society that follows basic laws and rules and regulations, where there's some sense of being aware of what's going on around us. Either way, that was then. I don't think we have to talk much about what is now, but regardless, this is Zichr, Adava Be'itnai Ma'atoiv, the Naziris of the Prohibition.